Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the best podcast in the world. Welcome to the Strength and Skills Podcast. This is your host, Nick Tibusek, and with me, the only one, the massive, he's so massive, Dennis Pico.
Dennis. Hello, everyone.
Let's get it on. Today's topic. We want to talk about your home gym that you have to build now. As you probably realized, this is going to take a little longer, and we're going to help you a little bit out by helping you out what you're going to need. So let's begin with the essentials. An essential that you definitely going to need is rings.
I think we covered in the last episodes. If you didn't hear them, listen to them. Rings are the tool and the absolute basics, and then the rest can come.
Yes. All right. So get your rings at the Fortis or Pull Up and Dip and make it happen. Next thing, that's especially for those who do some weighted calisthenics, you definitely need some squat stands, a barbell, and enough weight. That's something you're definitely going to need. There are some squat stands that you can also use as a dip possibility. So they need to be the ones that you can make
narrow. Yeah.
If not, they're not the best solution for dips, and then I would prefer to go for ring dips. Actually,
I think something you can look out for as a good dip width, I think many stands you find are over 65 centimeters usually.
That's like too wide.
Yeah, 60 to 65 are most of them, and for most people it is too wide.
Most actually have the width of in between 50 and 55 centimeters.
Yeah. So look out for those, or something that you can arrange how you like it. Because
yeah,
I think that's a thing you hear many people getting injured in gyms because of dips. And often they have no idea how to do them. But at the same time, they often are way too wide. If you train at commercial gyms that are not like CrossFit gyms or something like that, the techno gym thing is to do dips, they're extremely wide. They're like 70 centimeters. Like, it's normal that you hurt yourself.
Yeah, that comes up the next things that we definitely gonna need after these. Like, I call it two possibilities, as I see a barbell with weights and a squat rack as one possibility. And those together with rings, I think that's manageable for anyone to get. Yes. So the next thing would be a pull-up bar. And the best version of it, of course, a pull-up bar where you can do your statics and your muscle-ups on. It needs to be far enough from the wall.
Yeah.
That's a very, very important detail on this one. So from there, I would go to definitely parallels for the skill man.
I would say, yeah, the little parallels and some medium height parallels, and then you have everything you need, actually.
Yeah.
Look that they have a good grip, nice grip, and aren't too thin.
Next thing, a dip possibility. Actually, so if you don't have a proper squat stands or something where you can do that, take something where you can dip on. Actually, pull up and dip, they do have a pull up bar where you can do your muscle ups, pull ups, and dips on, so you can switch it up. That's maybe a good possibility for you to check that one out. From there on, I think one thing we also need to talk about is how much weight do you need? All the weight.
All the weight.
Make it happen. It's actually, if you have the possibility to squat or dip and pull and all that stuff weighted, why do you not, why don't you buy more weight to progress? And please make sure to also have the small weights, like the really small ones below 5 kg and that stuff, so that you can really make good progress also, especially on the upper body movements where you don't do the big steps of 5 or 10 kg. So let's get it on with the small adjustments that we may need. I personally would say, if you have the chance to get a proper rack with some safeties, it's the better solution to the squat stances. As in case you're at home, you're alone, you may fail a rep, it's better to have some safeties than to drop the weight on the floor wherever you are, maybe in your living room or something. It's good to have the safeties.
Yeah.
Actually. So a rack is the better solution and the safer solution. So better get that one. Yes, it might cost a little bit more than that, but that's actually the thing.
Yeah.
This is about safety and not about money, man.
Yeah. At the same time, you can do pull-ups, and on many good racks, you can build like a dip horns into it. And those, like, you can dip super heavy weights, no problem on them.
Easily. So I think some more stuff, the little details we need, rubber bands, actually, for all the skill stuff.
Yeah. So the thing is, especially on certain skills, like the planche, doing them with loop bands in a door frame bar, it's kind of like that's the same problem as with the pull-up bar. It needs to be far away from a wall, and you need to have some space on the sides, especially if you want to do things on the rings, or you hang up the rings loosely in the middle of the room, or you have a bar that's wide enough on the sides that you can do iron cross and more complex skills like that. At the same time, when you do a planche, for example, with the loop pen, and you want to straddle it, first of all, it's difficult to film for your coach if it's in a door frame. Second, often you don't have enough space to do a decent straddle on. So the best solution is, or you hang up a ring and you put the loop end on the ring, you can do it a bit further away. Or the other solution is just to have free hanging rings, which is probably the best one, and you can put the loop end on there, which is better scalable too at the same time, because you can decide how hard or easy it can be by changing the height of the ring.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. From there on, I would say for all those who train their legs, if you want to do some RDLs and that stuff, which might be the better solution for those who can't put the weights on the floor, actually, as it may break or something, get yourself some straps.
Yeah,
that's a little detail, pretty important. What I also would say is a pretty good thing to buy is actually a rope, which you can also hang from the roof. As rope climbs are an amazing tool to get stronger. And there are, of course, some more little detailed stuff. I would say some kettlebells, as a kettlebell is a pretty amazing tool to get a lot of stuff done. What you can do with dumbbells, but you can also do with kettlebells, and you can do more stuff with kettlebells, like swings and that stuff, which are amazing for the posterior chain. So I would recommend to do so. Of course, one detail, the weight belt.
I think that's a very, very important one. Do you have some recommendation for certain weight belts?
I'd say there are a lot of weight belts out there, and we very often have the problem the quality of them is not as good as you might expect, as they break pretty fast when you put some weight on it. And most of them are just up to 80 kg, and for all those who train longer, you hopefully reach more than 80 kg, and in that time frame the belt might break. And so it is very important to have a belt that holds more than that weight. So there are actually, I think from what I know, there are two belts which hold 200 or 250 kg. One is from Bulldog Gear, that's from UK, and the other one is Rook. And I think these ones are pretty much the best on the market right now from what I know.
Yeah. I use the Capital Sports one. If you change the chain, it's pretty decent too. With the chain sucks, but I think until 120 kg, it's all right.
Yeah. For the girls, mostly these ones are pretty okay. As the Rook and the Bulldog, they are very thin, and that might hurt your hips a little bit. So
the Capital Sports one's super comfy, and I like it a lot. Yeah.
The comfy ones are mostly those who might break a little earlier, but as the most girls don't dip 80 or 100 kg. Not yet. Hope for it. So that's something. All right. Another detail I would like to talk about is a Nordic curl possibility. So it might be a Swedish wall. Yeah. Swedish walls you can use for anything. Like one of our coaches at Babel Coaching has one, and He can put a pull-up bar on it. He can put dip possibilities on there. He can do loads of stuff on the Swedish walls that we can learn from the gymnasts, actually, and also do his Nordic curls on that. So it's a great tool to have. I know it's not possible to put it everywhere, but if you have the chance, get one. It's an amazing one. And I think that's a very important one, to have something for the Nordic curls, as it's pretty hard to target the hamstrings without Nordic curls, without a barbell, without anything else, just with the body weight. It's hard. Mm-hmm. And so the Nordic curl is a very good exercise for that, and you got to do it. All right. Except from dumbbells, I think this is mostly the stuff that you need. So make sure to get that stuff done. Put it into your garage, put it into your basement, put it into your living room as I did, or put it on your balcony like Dennis did. Good.
Yeah.
Make sure to make them gains.
Yep. And stay healthy, make the gains, and
get it done.
Get it done.
And once you have that stuff, make yourself an appointment. Get proper coaching and make them gains, because we both know you have actually no clue what you're doing there.